Word of mouth.
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 Mouth.
And it is time for Overheard. This is our somewhat regular segment when we talk about the things that we are listening to on the radio. And we are so honored today to have NHPR's Morning Edition host, Rick Anley.
The honor is mine, Virginia. Thank you.
Maureen McMurray, our executive producer, is also here with us. And so is senior producer Taylor Quimby. So the gang is all here. Rick, we're starting with you.
Oh, great. Excellent. Virginia, I brought something that it's very short. It's a little clip of something. I don't want to tell you what category it belongs in. I want to play it, and then I want to see if anybody can identify what it is.
Ooh, I love a good mystery.
Mystery right. Sound. I'm thinking underwater.
Is this a whale song?
Water is not a bad clue.
Whale, not a good clue.
This is what it sounds like inside my washing machine.
Maybe it does, but no, that is actually, it's actually a simulated sound of what some scientists at NASA think the oceans of Europa, the moon around Jupiter, would sound like.
Oh.
However, they say that this is inferred from some research they're doing about how the gravitational forces on that moon are so strong, how they move the plates around underneath the supposed ocean we think is there, underneath the ice, and what it could sound like if you kind of brought the frequencies up a bit, because this would be subsonic. So I thought that was a really cool thing to do. And I was reading on space.com about this. They have the sound. And it turns out they didn't do it just because it's really cool sounding, which it is. They did it because they want to find a place to land on Europa.
Oh, so cool.
Trippy.
Also, yeah. You know, what inspiration, you know, for kids to be listening to now and think, we could get to Jupiter.
Exactly.
When I grow up.
You know, you kind of like when you watch space videos all the time, and I'm kind of addicted to that stuff. I watch it all the time. They always, it's silent, of course, except they always put this inspiring music, beautiful, like, you know, either synthesizer music circa 1982 or a lot of orchestral music. But you always wonder, what would it sound like on these different, you know, planets or moons. And now we have an idea of it. Who knows if this would ever hold up to science, but I think it's really cool that you could imagine what it might sound like on another world.
Yeah, you've just outed yourself as a total space nerd.
I am. I'm a complete space nerd. It's true.
Hold on. I want to hear it again now. Yeah, it sounds like space now.
I mean, you could kind of imagine the aliens calling us, but
yeah.
But I don't think that's it.
That's great, Rick. I'm so glad we asked you.
So thank you for letting me share my space geek sound effects with you.
We actually have a space nerd on staff. May I call you that, Taylor?
You can.
Okay.
You can.
What have you got?
I'm a nerd of all sorts. This is not space related, but I did appreciate that, Rick. This actually has to do with an interview we just had on Word of Mouth recently. Eva Hoffman, who wrote a book called How to Be Bored. It's from this really cool series called The School of Life, which does philosophy texts that are sort of not for people who are really into actual philosophy texts. So they're very accessible books. They're always sort of about topics that we all deal with.
Is this philosophy light?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, we're all philosophers in the school of life. You know what I mean? Let me just play you a little bit of that conversation. This is the author Eva Hoffman talking about why she thinks we need to learn how to be bored.
Well, first of all, I want to say that I don't want to advise anybody to spend their days lounging on a chaise longue in a state of languorous tedium. But what I do want to say is that we have become frightened of any downtime, of moments of being just with ourselves, or of courting something that we might think would be boredom.
So while I was researching for this interview, I ended up producing it. And, you know, often what we'll do is we'll sort of look up previous interviews with the guests that we're going to have on, you know, sort of see how they deal with questions and what people have asked them in the past. It's just like a part of the process. And in doing so, I stumbled on this hour-long interview for a series called Conversation with History that's produced by University of California TV. This is from 2002. And I got to tell you, this is not boring. This is very exciting theme music that opens this thing up.
What a setup. It's 2002?
2002.
It's more like 72, I think.
Space.
You can kind of hear the drums.
Kinda.
This is something we might have done in the late 80s on a Casio keyboard.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
2002.
Yeah.
This sounds like the Stranger Things theme.
I honestly hear this, and it's cheesy, but like this is golden material for people who want to remix stuff.
Yeah, so you could.
I discovered this, and it's clear gem, so I want to put it out there in case anybody picks that up and decides to do something cool with it.
All right, throwing it out there. You got a remix for the, what are we going to call this, Taylor?
2002 A Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
Oh, Maureen, she's so good with
that. That is good. Yeah, I like that.
So this is Overheard. It's our regular segment where we share what we are listening to on the radio. We just heard from Taylor Quimby, possibly the best theme music ever written.
I think so. And Maureen, I think you're next. So you keeping the space theme going?
No, we're going to take an abrupt turn, shift gears here. So my pick for Overheard is a piece by a producer named Sally Herships. You might recognize her name. She actually does a lot of pieces for
Marketplace.
Yes. And she did this piece for Falling Tree Productions. It's from the BBC, and it's a very, very personal story. Her husband leaves her unexpectedly, just one day sends her an email and is like, this is it. It's over. Don't call me, don't contact me, and never gives her an explanation, just leaves. Mm. And being a reporter, she does the only thing she can think of to comfort herself. She just starts recording herself going through this grieving process of her husband leaving her. And it is a really, really powerful piece. It's beautifully produced. And I'm just going to play a little snippet of it here. And this starts with her recalling their wedding day.
I was the one getting married, and I was nervous. Eventually, I was taken out into the hallway. It was dark, and there was light coming through a tiny slit in the doors. I could hear the announcer. We got inside, and a garland of roses and white carnations was put around my neck. I looked out into the audience. I saw Adnan's family and all the women, his cousins and aunts, in their saris. They were so beautiful. They looked like butterflies. I still think that song is so pretty.
Hey, sorry, Mr. Call. Call me back. I'm on my cell phone. Bye.
So, okay, clearly I cannot watch love story movies. That is not okay. I just saw a trailer for, what is that, Blue is the Warmest Color, burst into tears and just had to go to the bathroom to clean up my face. So, not okay. Love stories, not okay. So I'm just getting home from seeing my friend, and I was just thinking as I walked in the door, it's just incredibly sad to come home late at night alone. I used to walk in and Adnan would be here waiting for me, and it's just so sad. It's just heartbreaking. And I know he is never going to be here again waiting for me because I changed the locks, so.
Wow. Hmm.
It took her a long time to actually, and she talks about it in the piece, to produce it because this happened over 3 years ago and she's just sitting with all of these tapes and was just incredibly vulnerable with it. And I just think it was really brave of her to share her story, and when you're in the right mood, you should listen to it.
I was going to say, I wonder, I don't know if she alludes to this at all, but after doing that for 3 years, you said, the project went on as she was taping all of this and having to go through it and then edit it and put it together. Did that help her to heal, or did it help just prolong her pain?
It wasn't quite as cathartic as she hoped it would be, is the answer I will give.
But there's no resolution, right?
There's no resolution. She never gets an explanation from him.
It's, you know, I guess I was also listening to someone I've heard as a reporter. It's really interesting. And we have so much manufactured, trumped up emotion in our culture. when you hear somebody really going through something, you know, something so personal that is rarely shared with anybody, especially by someone who has that kind of reserve of a reporter, there's something very penetrating about that. Do you want me to cheer things up?
Yes.
Please.
Sorry, guys. Happy holidays.
It's heavy in here. You guys are heavy.
Yeah, you're pretty deep. You know, if you stayed awake this long in the afternoon.
I'm going back to space.
Okay, so this, actually, I'll bring you back to space. This is a site designed by a guy, I guess his name is Jonathan Puckey, and it's called Radio Garden, Transnational Radio. And basically, when you go on the site, there's a globe with a bunch of little teeny green dots, and it's all of the radio stations around the world that are streaming online at any given time. So you just put your mouse on the dots and go.
It's so cool. I've seen this.
You want to play
travel
some?
Travel by radio.
Okay.
Yep. Forecast. Thursday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing. Lows in the lower quinties. Friday.
Nice Weezer.
So this is in the Gran Canary Islands in Spain.
Really?
The other ones
I was
going to
say was the Bay Area's classic rock leader.
Well, exactly. The previous one was Kansas City, and the other was in Columbus. Then we go to Marrakesh.
It's very cool. It has like a short wave feel to it where you just twist the dial.
Definitely. That's what it looks like. But you can actually see where they're from. And it also has history and jingles. So this is a talk show, I'm guessing, in Juba, South Sudan. Kampala, Uganda.
I know this track. Oh. It's a little static. Got to have that.
Where's well, it's static every time you're navigating
like
and you
that.
Go around. It's yeah. a really great little feature. Okay, listen to this one.
Самое главное дело начать.
Супермаркет Эротик. Встречайте новый год.
Kiev, Russia. Supermarket Erotic.
I was supposed to say erotic supermarket.
Over 300,000 people in Ireland have been severely abused by a partner.
That's in Belfast. And we're going to end at Heart 96.2, North Devon, the voice of the UK. Can you please say that, Rick?
This is 92.6, the Heart, the voice of North Devon.
Well, what I found so interesting about this is, like, you can kind of create a narrative out of any of these. Like, you know, we heard the voices of Sudan, and then you hear the song that was produced for hunger in, where was it, Somalia at that point? I can't remember.
That is a really, that's, I like that whole idea of just being able to kind of cruise around with your mouse. It feels very old school with the shortwave radio.
Yeah, and they even have stuff like, you know, if you look at the New Hampshire feed, they'll have the station that's just like the Keene Police Scanner. And all sorts of weird stuff. So
and really jingles, neat. Historical jingles. You can go back to old radio stations that maybe you listened to as a kid, and they have the old jingles.
790 WAKY, where the action is.
And it really shows kind of how America has exported our type of radio around the world.
You are so right. There are so many of these kind of morning zoo programs and that sort of, you know, the Kiev version of classic rock.
Very cool. Very cool, Virginia.
I loved I you could spend hours on this thing.
And to connect everything back, some of those radio waves travel into space.
Oh my god. Rick Anley, I know this is like dinner time for you.
No, this is great. Thank you so much for having me in.
I'm really glad you were here. Taylor Quimby and Maureen McMurray, that was Overheard. We'll have links to all of the sounds that we talked about at our website, wordofmouthradio.org. Come on, remixers, bring it on.